This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And the captain.
And, we kicked Ian out for the night, and it's going to be a lot more fun.
Much better show tonight.
I'm telling you.
I'm stoked to be here.
Let's get right into the show prep. Apparently, they have developed a marijuana breathalyzer.
You know, this is something that has scared me for a very long time because when they first started legalizing marijuana, I predicted that the next thing that was going to happen was they were going to have roadside blood tests, because the blood test is the only real way that they could tell if you're, you know, actually on marijuana.
I don't think that they were ever, okay. I just don't think there's enough states out there that trust their police enough to give roadside blood tests.
Right, yeah, well, you have to be medically trained and, like, I don't know, but, like, yeah, I certainly wouldn't want police stabbing me in the arm to draw my blood.
Right.
That sounds like a horrible idea, but
it's,
like,
a really bad idea.
I just figured it was coming. But apparently, worry not, they've apparently, you know, manufactured a way to have a marijuana breathalyzer. This is from the Sacramento Bee. The title is Driving While Stoned, Marijuana Breathalyzer is Expected to Hit the Street in 2020.
Now, this is important because as I think most people know, marijuana, if you smoke it, can stay in your system, stored in fat cells, for up to 30 days.
Oh, I think it's 90 days or something like that.
Yeah. But the reality is, let's say you smoke like a broke microwave for a year,
mm-hmm.
and in that year, you put on a great deal of weight. So every day, you're smoking all day. It's
yep.
every day, all day.
Eating
smoking,
the Doritos
smoking,
afterward.
Smoking, doing the whole bounce. Deal. And getting fat. And then you decide, I'm going to clean up my life, and I'm going to do better. As you lose that weight, that, you know, these markers that they look for begin to get released. And you're not stoned.
Is that what the breathalyzer is going to test for, though? That's what my question
is. I can't imagine it would.
No, I don't think that is the case. But we can get into it. The article says a driver suspected of being high on pot may soon face the same type of roadside breath test cops use to catch drunken drivers as several firms prepare new devices for the street. Hound Labs of Oakland expects to have a marijuana breathalyzer ready by the second half of 2020, according to Mike Lynn, a medical doctor and co-founder of Hound Labs.
So could this be a good thing? One of the biggest arguments against legalizing marijuana that come from the folks out there is that people are going to drive stoned. And now
they already do.
They do.
Sure.
But nobody talks about making alcohol illegal because people drive drunk.
Right, right.
I mean,
this, the fact that they're doing this and thinking about implementing it to law enforcement, it's like they're treating it as if there's hundreds of thousands of drivers who are stoned and, like, killing people with, you know, getting it. No, that's not what's happening. I mean, if anybody who's ever smoked marijuana or been around people who do, and if, you know, they smoke some marijuana and then they go drive a vehicle, they're probably more careful and far safer.
That's been played out in studies.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't understand what their leverage is to actually do this, right? With alcohol, I get it. Your driving is impaired, right? The more you drink, right? You know,
the more risks you take.
Yeah, you're a lot riskier, you know.
But even the alcohol level, the legal alcohol limit is much lower of a tolerance than actually being a drunk driver.
That's true.
Well, so, it depends on the studies, right? Like, different people react differently to levels of alcohol, and they're trying to find things out. I'm not saying it's a good idea to drive. I don't know. What I believe is that if you're driving recklessly or dangerously, we have laws for those, and, you know, let's do that. I don't think that there's anything particularly evil about imbibing alcohol and getting behind the wheel as compared to, say, being too tired or, you know, looking at your phone and texts and, you know, doing all the things that, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, are done all the time on the roads.
Every day, for sure.
I think it's Mississippi. Don't quote me on that. We can look it up later. I think Mississippi, you can have an open beer container in your vehicle.
It used to be the true in Montana, but this is, okay. Again, this is not legal advice.
Okay.
But I've got to say, if you're below the level, if you're below right. the limit, who cares whether you have an open beer in your car? This is just a reason to toss a car.
Right.
Ultimately is what it's all about.
Which is why I have the fear about the marijuana one, because you said, like, is it a good idea? And I can see the argument where it would be a good idea, but it's just going to be used as an excuse to get
it. I, however, cannot. I don't see how having a marijuana breathalyzer would be a good idea. They're presupposing driving while stoned is somehow unsafe without actually presenting any evidence to prove this.
That's the argument that it would be a good idea, right, is that it is dangerous to drive stoned. It is a detriment on the road. So there are going to be people out there who are saying, yes, we want to know if people are driving stoned, regardless of whether or not they're right, but that would be the argument that's made. So I get the argument, but I also don't think it's a good idea.
I've seen the studies, and I've seen I've seen some video on this, and more or less, if people get sufficiently stoned, they're terrible on the road. But usually they know that they're sufficiently stoned and they do not want to get on the road, right? Like there's a big difference between these two drugs. If you've had too much to drink at least one time in your life, but you've never had too much marijuana to smoke, you know, if you've never been stoned, then you don't know what this is like. And it's completely different. And I would say from a societal level, we'd probably be better off if we used marijuana on the regular as opposed like alcohol. And alcohol was this thing that we kept sort of on the sideline that was illegal.
Oh, yeah. I've said for years that, you know, if marijuana enjoyed the widespread use that alcohol enjoys, that society would be a much friendlier place in general.
As a matter of fact, I worked at a prison at one point. One of the guys that worked there, he was in the prison. But anyway, I worked there, too. One of the guards said, you know, I think you all should get an ounce of weed every inmate. Every week.
And, calm the population down.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, would it be better for everybody? Sounds like it might. Does it really matter otherwise? I mean, you know, so but more or less you get the two folks out there that, you know, any enjoyment that any convict gets is bad, or the people that are like, marijuana is from the devil, you know, and that's basically all there is.
Maybe that's what we get nobody to, like, you know, for a campaign promise, right? Free ounce of weed for everybody, if I'm elected.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know whether you could even.
I mean, Bourbon Supreme's giving out free ponies.
Yeah.
What's
maybe they
weed?
Could run together and it'd be like ponies and weed.
There you go.
You can just say that medical card for everybody.
Those are so easy to get.
Like they're in California.
Okay.
not in New Hampshire.
I haven't had to look here, but I've had friends in Hawaii with the medical card that. Had no business. Like, they smoked weed, they had no business with a medical card. They just had one.
Right.
Because that's what you do when you want to smoke weed and not get busted.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Before it was, we'll say legalized, I like to say government approved in Seattle, they had the legal marijuana thing, and so people would get cards for no actual ailments.
Sure, and now they don't have to,
right?
Which is generally a better thing. Let's go to Wallace calling in from Missouri. Listen to KWTO. Wallace, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. You really ought to see if you can find somebody in your area you can bring to your online table there with law enforcement backing and some experience maybe in law enforcement to... represent, so to speak, because it's the same old patchwork across the country that it ever was. I went to renew my license the other day, a few weeks ago, and I had no idea, but years ago, when I was in another state, southeast, I had some parking tickets that had languished and they hadn't been notified me or made an effort to search me, although they had my driver's license number and knew the state, thus they could have sent me mail about it, but it didn't pop up until I went to renew my license.
A parking ticket's not supposed to be a moving violation and shouldn't be, I mean, shouldn't be attached to your license, as I understand it.
Yeah, especially out of state.
That's probably really
depends
weird.
On the state.
Wallace, hold the line, would you? Just hold the line, please.
All right.
The number, 855-450-3733. Have you ever heard of this, that the idea that a parking ticket would somehow be attached to your driver's license? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in toll.
talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Captain Kickass sitting in with us. You may have heard of Chris Ann Hall, and she's the former Florida attorney and former prosecutor fired after teaching the Constitution. Even though she was ordered not to by her boss, state attorney Skip Jarvis, she would not stop and stood up for liberty over a paycheck. Watch the replay of our webinar with Chris Ann Hall for free at lfu.freetalklive.com. I watched this thing. It was awesome. Chris Ann is a disabled veteran of the U.S. Army, a Russian linguist, a mother, and a patriot, a brilliant woman, and knows her stuff about the Constitution. She now travels the country and teaches the Constitution and the history that gave us our founding documents. Chris Ann Hall doesn't just teach the Constitution. She lays the foundations that show how reliable and relevant our founding documents are today. She presents the genealogy of the Constitution, the 700-year history, and five foundational documents that are the very roots of American history. Her belief is that you cannot properly understand or interpret the Constitution without a firm grasp of its very foundation. To learn more about Liberty First University and watch this free webinar on demand, visit lfu.freetalklive.com. That's LFU is in Liberty First University, lfu.freetalklive.com. This is a limited time offer, so go watch now, lfu.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Wallace, who had a very odd situation in so much as he was denied renewal of his driver's license because of parking tickets. And to me, I don't think they're moving violations, so that shouldn't be possible. But Wallace, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just I'm surprised at what I'm hearing.
Name the state.
Georgia, there South Carolina.
Well, you're talking to a guy from Florida, and I mean, we have this bias. There's always these interstate rivalries out there. So my dad taught me when I was growing up that you always went the speed limit in Georgia because those state troopers are out there looking to put a tax on anybody who's passing through.
And that could be what happened.
Oh, yeah. I had the same dad. Same deal. But you see, they've been playing the game longer than we have.
Yeah. So Wallace,
right?
you ever
been like after dark slightly, trying to make a certain restaurant that you see on your map, and the highway suddenly becomes a main street in a town?
Oh yeah.
So you slow, right?
Yep. There's usually posted speed limits letting you know to slow.
Yes, okay. And typical speed through a town is what?
Ridiculously slow.
30, 40, 35?
30, yeah.
Small towns, 25.
Like 35, right? Okay. Yeah. So you go under 35, and your high beams
like you
and everything trying to drift through quietly so as not to disturb any of the sleeping people, and you're about out of town, and pop goes the weasel, and you get a ticket for being 2 or 3 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Pop goes the weasel.
Which you find out, if you go back and look during daylight hours, there was a sign, but it was a Metro provided one, and it wasn't all that obvious, really, but it was visible legally, and of course the court thought so too.
Oh, of course.
So anyway, but even though I had a home state driver's license, they didn't notify me about it.
So this was a speeding ticket and not a parking ticket. Just to
well,
get back
that
on
one
track.
Was one, right? Okay. Yeah. But anyway, so the point is, they waited until years later, when I went to renew my license, to block that process.
Yeah, I had that happen to myself in another state, Washington State, as a matter of fact. I hit some ice, I rolled my vehicle, and they gave me a ticket for driving with wheels off the roadway. for an unknown reason, and it carried a fine of, I don't know, $105 or something like that. I didn't pay it, and then years later I went to renew my license, and they were like, oh, by the way, sir, you have this unpaid fine, and so we can't renew your license.
How many years later when you tried to renew your license?
I think it was 3 years.
Right. Does that stuff eventually fall off? Like, if you... Is there a statute of limitations?
I would presume not, but okay. If it, you know,
well,
if
the
they
thing is,
just forgot.
It is, yeah, but the thing is, it isn't Missouri. It's the state where it occurred. So right. I have to call a long distance and talk to the court.
Well, because they're all interconnected.
Send them a telegram.
wait a minute, say about paying the fine. Okay, but there's a couple of separate issues in a couple of separate states. I was a younger man. I was much busier, moving faster. But
well, now you're much wiser man who can afford to pay.
What?
I said, well, now you're a much wiser man who can afford to pay.
You would think if I could just get back to work, which I have a job opportunity, but requires me to have a driver's license.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're really in the what do they call it, stuck between
any,
a rock and
any,
a hard place.
Any of you perhaps have parents that may remember Vietnam know what a catch-22 is.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, I'm the host
so
here
anyway,
that doesn't have a driver's license at all. So whenever that comes up during the interview process, I go, I can get to work? And I can get to wherever you need to be by whenever you need me to be there. Just don't ask me how. I will be there.
Well,
on time.
That's a shrewd way to be, I think, sir.
And it doesn't always work out, right? There's some jobs that go, well, you have to have the license. You know, we need it. But it's also, like, not a document that I provide for employment anymore. Like, that's one of the standard things that they ask for. I've got my other documents together where it doesn't come up.
I just wish to relate a image that comes to mind. Think of any World War II memory where Allied operatives are behind German lines and prompted to produce papers under gunpoint.
Yep.
And just let that image sink.
Your papers, please.
Thanks for the call, Wallace. Appreciate it. And good luck. This is not the the most fun to deal with. I think that people who are driving without driver's licenses in probably most cases are some of the safest people on the road because they're trying really hard not to get into a chit-chat with a police officer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely a much safer driver, I think, without having a driver's license than I was with one.
Yep.
Well, then you have the whole, like, you know, the state licensing is when the state takes away, right, sells it back to you.
Right, that's
so
what licensing is.
You got to pay for the license. And then when you get a ticket, they withhold that right again so that they can extract more money from you.
Sure. You tell me, what do you think about driver's licenses? What's the value of these things? The number is 855-450-3733. I threw a rod in my car one time. The police officer pulls over to help me, but asks me for my license in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live. What had I done? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In northern Syria, There are raging firefights. Kurdish officials who say they've been abandoned by the United States in the face of a Turkish invasion have announced a deal with the Syrian government to deploy troops along the country's entire northern border. The Kurds say Syrian troops will liberate areas that have been captured by the Turkish army. Defense Secretary Mark Esper on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very untenable situation.
Cooler weather and higher humidity are helping firefighters against the California wildfire that scorched the San Fernando Valley hills and forced thousands to evacuate. The blaze has burned 12 square miles, damaged or destroyed 32 structures, and is now just over 41% contained. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. We're talking about, well, right now, tickets, driving on the car, on the road, and there's apparently a new marijuana breathalyzer system that's coming out. Should be in a police department near you in the very near future.
More tickets.
Right, tickets. That's what keeps us going here.
The lifeblood of government.
I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is really the premier source in the world for cryptocurrency, news, adoption, these sorts of things. You go to this is the place to start, and if you're into cryptocurrency, you definitely want to be signed up for their RSS feed for their news, too. They got a great Telegram channel if you prefer that method. I do. So go to Bitcoin.com. I think the best place to do is get started right there. And you can purchase Bitcoin cash from them in with your credit card. You can get a wallet there. It's a great wallet. I've used it. It's getting better all the time. It's Bitcoin.com. They are... Yep, they're the premier source.
Pretty great for entry level, too. Like, my friends who know that I'm into Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies, who are like, what is that about? Go to Bitcoin.com.
Now, I had, we were talking about tickets here, and parking tickets specifically, and how they might go on your record. And first off, I don't think a parking ticket generally will go on your record. Certainly, you know, your jurisdiction, there may be some strange things that happen.
It carries on with the car, at least in Hawaii.
That's my understanding of how it is. It's on the car. And one of the reasons for that is that they really don't have any proof who parked it.
Yep.
So I took a ticket, a parking ticket. It's a $5 ticket here in Keene, New Hampshire, mind you.
I thought they doubled it.
It's 10 now.
Okay.
But it was $5 at the time. I went there, and I'm like, can y'all prove that I parked this car? Like, that's kind of what the Constitution's about. And the local prosecutor trots out this law. It says that you shall not, allow, suffer, or permit someone to drive your park your car illegally. So basically,
wow,
you become responsible. According, this isn't constitutional, but who's going to take a $5 parking ticket to the Supreme Court? And who knows how it's going to go? You never know what that's going to.
Did you tell him that you didn't allow it and he parked it without your permission?
I attempted to. They got me on the stand and said, "Did somebody steal your car?" And I'm like, "No." Okay, well, whatever. And so what I did after that is I put a piece of paper, and I've got it from like 2013 or something.
Okay.
A piece of paper's in my car. It says, I do not allow, suffer, or permit anyone driving this car to park it illegally. So now I've got a piece of paper, right? These people love, these government bureaucrats, they love their pieces of paper because that's what they do, right? They get elected by telling a series of lies. And then once they get in there, they pass a few laws, and it's all legal until you're told that it's illegal once you're a government bureaucrat. So, here's a piece of paper. And you know what? I had, just for the sake of it, I had two witnesses sign it.
Nice.
And data. There you go.
And is it, like, posted in your car now?
Oh, what difference does it make? I got a piece of paper. And it looks old.
Okay, all right. I was just thinking of, like, how they sign, like in the instance of the previous caller who said, well, I guess there was a sign that said, but it was kind of hard to see. Like, no, it's posted in my car, Your Honor, right? I have a sign that says, I do not.
Maybe that's what I have to do next.
Or have whoever borrows your car sign it, like a little library checkout card or something.
Now, I have had tickets since then, and I haven't taken the time to go to court over a $5 ticket because I simply am...
You're missing out on all the fun.
Well, I don't consider it fun, and that's really the issue, is that for me, I don't want to give that... For $5, you're telling me I can pay you $5 and I don't have to sit in court for 2.5 hours. And by the way, on this particular ticket, they drew me in court two times, once for this sort of arraignment thing and then once for the trial. And a $5 ticket that everybody knew they were going to find me guilty on, right? And they, here we go, this whole rigmarole. As I understand it, I could have waived the arraignment, but I didn't know that. I'm inexperienced this way, so they love to waste your time.
Yep.
They're gonna get their $5 if they only get it in you sitting there.
They only have to spend $120 to get it.
Right. They don't care.
For you, it's not a prosecution fee, it's a prostitution fee, right? Because it's the old joke about why do men pay prostitutes? They pay them to leave. They don't actually pay them for the sex.
Well,
pay them to leave. So what you're paying the government for is to leave you alone.
Right? That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, yeah, I just don't want to deal with the rigmarole. And for $5, if I don't deal with the rigmarole, then it seems like it's worth it.
That's how they get you.
Yeah,
for just 40% of your paycheck, we'll leave you alone too.
Yep, right? That's the whole shebang.
That's the whole shebang. That's why even for $5, even for something small that, well, you're probably going to lose on, right? I like to fight all those little things.
Yep.
All the time.
If you got a hobby, I say go for it.
Yeah.
That's it. For a long time.
You got that kind of free time as well. Like, do it,
Oh, no. There's no free time. I missed work. But on principle, fight everything. Right up into the bitter end.
So, a marijuana breathalyzer. I've got to say that I kind of think that this is... Well, I certainly knew it was coming, and I'm not going to say it's a good idea, but I think it's better than this whole spooky bugbear idea that, they're all over the place. Well, now the police have a tool, and they can determine who's, stoned and driving or whatever. I will say this about a breathalyzer. If you are stopped and asked to give a breathalyzer, first off, almost every lawyer will tell you not to do it. I don't know why that is. I can't really understand why they would not want you to take a breathalyzer.
False positives.
But one of the biggest problems with false positives is what they call mouth alcohol.
Hmm.
If you were to take a shot of whiskey, you know, like even the smallest shot of whiskey, right? Let's call it a third of a shot of whiskey. We know that that is not over the legal limit. And then blow into a breathalyzer. You're going to blow that thing up.
Right. It shows you over there because it's fresh. It's just the concentration of alcohol in your mouth is what's triggering.
Right. So most people, I think, ride around. I ride around very often with a bottle of water in the car. Sometimes it's a little warmer than I would like.
I thought you were going to say I ride around very often with a bottle of whiskey in my car.
I do not.
For a while, I had some rum in my trunk.
It really fits poorly. You got to get a special cup with a straw for that because it fits the bottle of Jack is square. It doesn't fit into the cup holder. It's just not appropriate. I like to put iced tea in a bottle of old bottle of Jack, and that just really
just mess with him.
No, I don't.
So, pull up next to the cop at the stoplight and just start chugging.
Evening, officer.
That is probable cause. So
it's also probable fun.
That would be fun. That would be one that you take all the way.
They're
going to confiscate your bottle. They're going to have to take it to the lab and spend the money to test it.
Only to find out it's Lipton.
Those tiny little tea leaves. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you get your mouth rinsed out, and I would recommend water because I recommend water drinking generally. Even if your bottle's somewhat warm, you know, suffer through, man. Swish it around, swallow it, and that way beforehand you would have washed it out. Look, if you've been drinking, it's probably better to not blow. If you're over the limit, it's probably better to not blow than it is to blow. But if you haven't, I can see why you're going to sit there and, you know, but you may be in a situation where you did have a drink and you don't want that mouth alcohol thing to be happening.
See, I don't drink and I still don't blow. Right. They're like, well, if you don't do the breathalyzer, you're going to jail for the night.
Right. And your license could be suspended, too. Right?
Well, but I wasn't getting pulled over for drunk driving. I was getting pulled over for something else.
Yep. Right.
And then we smell alcohol and like, no, you don't, because I don't even drink, you know, but. You know, but you know, would you like to do the breathalyzer? No, I would like to go to jail and not do any of that.
But you don't have a driver's license. I mean,
this was when I did.
Okay,
at one point I did.
I see.
Okay. When I had the driver's license, I didn't have a safety inspection or registration, so they pulled me over anyway.
But on the false positive bit, I've been told, and I, you know, maybe you've heard the same. I haven't read anything recently where, like, you know, breath freshener, Binaca.
Oh, sure.
Can like trigger the alcohol breathalyzer.
Absolutely.
Don't rinse your mouth out with Listerine.
Yeah, you don't want to do that ahead of time.
Right.
Also, the roadside sobriety test, that thing's complete crap.
Oh, yeah, it's a dance.
Yeah, it's absolute. It's a rigged game. Don't play that one.
They might as well ask you to break dance on the side of the road.
855-450-3733.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED.
It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. I think we're just generally talking about on the road, tickets,
road maybe pirates,
impairment, you know, those kind of things. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
I'm the captain.
855-450-3733. And, I mean, this is something that's relevant to the vast majority of people's lives. You're tootling along out there. Maybe it's been years since you've been pulled over, and then something happens and the lights switch on and boop, boop, you're getting pulled over. And one thing I've got to say is that sort of a new thing, at least new to me, is the idea of pulling somebody over on the side of the road. And I mean, they'll be actually in a lane of traffic in some cases. Rather than finding a place that's safe for everybody to be.
Oh, no. See, I prefer that. I prefer that. And when they pull me over, I try to make it as dangerous as possible for them.
Oh, God.
Like,
I don't want the guy knocked into a ditch.
No, I do. Totally do. So, whatever lane I'm stopped in, I will be as far to the left of that lane as possible, because you usually get pulled over to the right, and I will not talk to that officer out of the right side of my car. I'll roll down the window, I'll tap on this side, he'll come to the right side of the car. I'm like, come over here, I'm on the left. And I will make him stand in the lane of traffic as cars blow by him, because I want to make his day as miserable as he's currently making mine. And I encourage that sort of behavior as often as possible. Make him remember you, so he doesn't want to stop you, and he thinks twice about pulling the next guy over.
You've got a great heart, Rich.
I appreciate that.
So where are these breathalyzers being rolled out, and do we expect them to? These are marijuana breathalyzers.
Yeah, 2020, according to the article.
Yeah.
The article kind of goes on. Hound Labs of Oakland expects to have a marijuana breathalyzer ready by the second half of 2020.
Okay, so that's 2021.
Right. Both of the developers mentioned in the article also see uses for the devices on job sites to ensure workplace safety. Okay. Again, this is, you know, are you too high to work? How do you prove that? I don't know.
In radio, they don't.
in restaurants either. I don't.
If they would have fired DJs at the radio stations I worked at, they wouldn't have anybody.
And, same with line cooks, man.
Yeah, same with restaurants, right? You know, all that delicious food you get at restaurants.
Absolutely.
It's made by stoners.
I'm afraid. I mean, the disc jockey had something worked out with the pizza delivery guy. The pizza delivery guy would come, bring the pie, and then they'd go out back. I mean, I'd stay. I was a single guy working in the sales department, and I'd stay late a lot of cases. You know, they don't care how late you're at the radio station. There's somebody in there 24 hours a day. And, you know, the later guys knew how to have a good time.
Graveyard people know how to party.
Right, and they'd end up out back, and it's the whole,
I worked the lunch shift, man, and sometimes, depending on how busy it was, if it got a little too stressful, cooks would walk out back, smoke a bowl real quick, calm themselves, come back in, and bust out the rest of the
day. If you're currently a cook in a restaurant and, you know, you find the job stressful, you're having a hard time dealing with it, and you really would like to smoke marijuana on the job, I'm told by other people in the restaurant industry that the place to go is the walk-in cooler. Because apparently you can, you know, smoke a joint or whatever in there. They've got all the fans in the world sucking the air out.
I see.
The cold air immediately, like...
Makes your nose not work as well?
Right, and it also makes the smoke that you exhale, you know, sort of, because it's warm,
crystallize a little bit, yeah.
It flows, you know, into the
up
vent
and
fans and up and out, right?
Yeah.
And so, and anybody who walks in, they can't smell it.
Oh, see, they just went out the back door and no one cared.
I would think with these new vape things, as long as you don't get one of these with the vitamin E in it that kills you dead, you know, watch out for that stuff, people. That's the vape stuff is really black market marijuana stuff. And by the way, this is caused by government.
Absolutely.
And I think that it makes this smoking at work thing, or consuming marijuana thing at work, a heck of a lot easier for people. I mean, there are.
Until they
start
banning vapes. At
this point, a majority of states have medical, and there's a lot of recreational states at this point.
Until they start banning vapes in workplaces, right? Like, it was like, oh, my God, you vape? Yeah, I can do it right at my desk.
Oh, and people were doing that, too. And then, like, workplaces started making policies against having vape.
It's right. Chad's fault, right?
Totally.
So Chad had to get the, you know, the battery the size of a V8 can. He looks like a steam engine over there. Chugga, 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 chugga. And, it's just, you know, and then you walk through the cloud. It smells like Kool-Aid and tiramisu. And you're like, I just wanted a donut. I blame Chad.
It's possible.
And then he gets upset and he punches a hole in the wall.
Because vapes like went from your, you know, tiny electronic cigarette that looked like a cigarette,
yes,
to this big, massive
device. I blame
device.
That, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole cigarette that looked like a cigarette thing, like, that really was a big problem in the minds of the people that hate cigarette smoke. There's a relatively good percentage of the population, and many of them are people like me. Ex-smokers,
okay,
that you know, have turned their sort of their positive choice to this sort of destructive hate of cigarettes and anybody who consumes them. And you know, I mean, yeah, their cigarettes are bad, but there are a lot of really good people who participate in this, you know, habit, this choice that I do not support. And if those people have houses, cars, and businesses in which they wish to smoke, that's their human right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you want to tell them they can't do that, you're a rapacious, petty tyrant.
Yeah, indeed.
But their right to smoke ends at my nostrils, Mark.
It does. Take your nostrils out of their business. Take your nostrils out of their house. Don't put your nostrils in their car. I mean, agreed, your nostrils are your nostrils, and you should be able to turn down the Uber driver that smokes.
Yeah, the fundamental there is, of course.
There should be their own a smoking Uber. There should be Smoober.
Smoober, nice.
What about just smoking in public places, then? And, like, walking down the street from their house to their car?
Well, is it in the public?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Who owns the public?
Unfortunately, we all do.
Okay, so
well, I don't know that that's even true.
Right? So if nobody owns the public, then you can do whatever you want in the public.
You should be able to.
I think if everybody realized that the government owns the public,
yes,
and not the public, like, we shouldn't use the term public. These are government spaces, not public spaces.
Okay.
And when you realize that, then at the very least, you're like, these are the people that make the rules for the space, and do we want to entrust them with any more space?
Okay.
And cool. I'd say the answer is no. If you don't like the smell of cigarettes, smoke, and if you're talking about secondhand smoke, that is the problem. There might be, you know, 0.01% of the population has some kind of lung condition that smoking would be, like, bad for. But mostly it's just people who don't like the smell. You're not going to die from a whiff of secondhand smoke.
No, not at all.
So I can stand out in the public space and after not having taken a shower for 2 weeks and stink to high heaven, I can smear myself in dog poo in the public space if I wish and really stink. I can fart, and while having done these things, like, you know, smells, as yucky as it is, there are lots of smelly people in public spaces.
Just don't
they
do
seem
any
to
of
congregate
that.
In them.
Just don't do any of that when you come to the studio, please.
No!
So am I not entitled to fresh air in these government spaces then?
I don't know.
I
are you?
For it? I don't know.
I think the answer,
that's why I changed the terminology.
If you
do, I have a right to it.
If you were entitled to it, then you would have it, and you're not.
Yeah,
so you're not.
I like Mark's idea of smoother. I mean, you should be able to, like, you know, in this world of a la carte ordering, right? You should be able to order an Uber. Would you like a smoking Uber or a non-smoking Uber, right? Would you like an Uber with a fully functional wraparound wet bar or not, right? You know, whatever kind of Uber you would like, if there's a market for it, you should be able to order it.
Hey, they still have the no smoking signs on airplanes. And that hasn't.
I know, and in the Greyhound buses too. But yet they still have the little ashtray things.
Oh, do they
on the Greyhounds?
Yeah,
those might just be really old buses.
Maybe
I think that's what we're dealing with.
I don't remember seeing an ashtray on an airplane.
Most airline seats don't have the ashtrays anymore. If they do, they're sealed up.
Yeah.
I think mostly the non-smoking thing is for the vapors. They just want to get those vapors.
Well, now they do. They transitioned to that because vaping's gotten so popular, and because it's not smoke, right? It's like water vapor or glycerin or whatever that they're exhaling. It's like, oh no, it's safe. There's no secondhand smoke. That they've infringed on the non-cloudy space,
yeah, right,
of non-smokers, yeah, and now they're the bad guys too.
Well, and it's the, yes, tobacco industry that of all people is sort of backing the bans on,
yeah,
the vape. And you're like, wait, aren't you also involved in the vaping manufacturing and distributing industry?
These people know what they're doing, and I don't know. I mean, I would agree with you. I'm a little skeptical and surprised, but believe me, they've done those tests and they realized,
yeah,
that the people who, you know, can't vape.
Focus groups or whatever, yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or call us the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.